just as during the Lenten season, we have a certain Lenten discipline, there's also an Easter discipline. Now, unlike the Lenten discipline, which involves a lot of fasting and giving things up, the Easter discipline should be one that focuses on joy and thanksgiving. So during especially this Easter octave, where each day is celebrated as if it was Easter Day, we should be offering thanks and praise. This is something very important. If it's important for us to give up things to help prepare ourselves during Lent, we need to focus during the Easter season on what we have gained through God. How have we been blessed? How can we praise God? How can we thank God? I personally try every day during the Easter season, at least one time during the day, to go through a list of what is it that I have to be thankful of. How has God blessed me? How can I rejoice in God and what God has done? How God has redeemed me? How God has saved me? And I encourage you in your own way to enter into an Easter discipline of joy, of thanksgiving, and of praise. That's why in today's gospel, we hear Mary Magdalene ask this question, "Why are you weeping?" The angels ask her that, Jesus asks her that, because she has not yet entered into the proper Easter discipline of the resurrection. They are trying to tell her, let go of your sorrow. This is not a time for weeping. This is a time for celebration. This is a time for joy. So I encourage us, even if maybe we don't yet feel that Easter joy in our hearts, let go of whatever it is that you're weeping about. And instead, allow that joy of the Easter season to come in. Focus on what can you give thanks for? What can you give praise for? And so enter into the Easter discipline that God is calling you to.